Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
It's time for the Alan Stock Answer on News Talk 840 KXNT and on demand at kxnt.com. Here's Alan Stock.
The American Psychological Association has come up with some unusual positions in years past, but they've now gone full-on woke. They're now pledging to fight the racism pandemic and the disease of capitalism. You heard it correct, the disease of capitalism. First of all, they announced that they will be fighting against racial inequities that are deeply rooted in the country's past. They maintain that the racism pandemic has taken hold in the U.S. Working hand-in-hand with the APA, Theopia Jackson, the president of the Association of Black Psychologists, stated, quote, "Every institution in America is born from the blood of white supremacist ideology and capitalism, and that's the disease," end of quote. So every institution in America was born of racism and capitalism. The thought of every institution in America being born of racism is insane on its face. The reason people are claiming there's so much racism in America is due to the false narrative that there's an epidemic of cops shooting unarmed black men. The fact is that it's very rare for an unarmed black man to be shot by a white police officer. Those shot by police officers are majority white, 52%, but 32% are black. Most victims of police shootings, 83%, are found to be armed. Theopia Jackson has no statistics or facts to back up the incredible claim that every institution in the U.S. was born of racism. To bring justice to those who have had to bear the pain of the so-called systemic racism, the American Psychological Association is pushing to install anti-racism training, which is certain to skew a psychologist's view of an individual client. Included in this psychobabble is the expectation to create healing opportunities of people of color that address, quote, "the cultural trauma that's been going on for the past several hundred years, the day-to-day racism related stress and transgenerational trauma within families," end of quote. So unlike dealing with a white client's individual set of issues, the psychologist will now have to incorporate the issue of racism in the treatment of a black client. Apparently, instead of taking responsibility for one's own issues, the black client will become the victim. Then we have the issue of the APA pledging to fight the disease of capitalism. Capitalism, by the way, is the economic system that has allowed for the greatest growth of a black middle class in America. Black athletes, black entrepreneurs, black professionals, such as psychologists, have succeeded under the capitalist system because they have applied themselves just as successful whites, Latinos, and Asians have. The capitalist system does differ from socialism or communism in what is guaranteed is an opportunity, not an outcome. It is apparent that the APA has become a political organization, much like many professional sports organizations. Instead of concentrating on really helping people who need psychological counseling, the APA has become a part of the Democrat Party, and not just any part, but a voice for the very far left wing. They should be regarded as a political organization that is attempting to influence school children with a particular political point of view. So it's true that the American Psychological Association has gone full-on woke. Why work on someone's individual issues when you can campaign against the racism pandemic and the disease of capitalism? They should not be quoted in the media as a responsible psychological association when it comes to the issues affecting a person's mental health. They should be seen as the lobbyists that they've become. The APA has been on a long decline, and it appears that they've finally hit bottom. I'm Alan Stock. Keep on thinking free.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.